Hello, my name is Jason Gomez. I am 35 years old. Today is the 27th of November, 2018, and I'm speaking with my partner, Bushwal, who is in my history class, which is the best class ever. And we are recording this interview in Irving, in Texas. My first question is, when were you drafted or when did you enlist?
I tried to enlist into the U.S. military back in 2013. It was because that time they had introduced the MAVNI program, that was a military ascension vital to national interest. That's what MAVNI stands for. And they were basically recruiting a group of people based on their language capabilities and the languages they could speak into the military so that they can use them as a linguist if they needed during the wartime or anything like that. So I tried to enlist during that time. The first thing I did was give my SVAT test that was good for 2 years in 2012. I got pretty good score on it first time. During when I gave the practice test, I kind of suck at it, but later on I practiced and it was a very good experience. Later on, I was able to go into the military enlisting processing center called MEPS in Dallas to give my SVAT test, and I got a very good score on it of 74 out of 100. That was a very good score for me, as I just needed 50 points to enlist into the U.S. military. Okay. Now, after that, next step for me was to get myself ready for the medical screening. For the medical screening, they checked up my everything from HIV, checked whether was there anything wrong with me, basis on whether I had any skin disease, whether I had HIV or not, whether my hearing is good, whether my vision was good, whether I could walk and run properly, whether I had any other the medical history that I had before, which I had none. So I did not really had any problem with the medical process, but I was kind of nervous at some point during the medical process, and which spiked my heartbeat to slightly upper range and caused the blood pressure to rise. And they took about the third try actually to get me to the right level, and I was able to move through all the process. Now the thing is, I had to wait for a little bit longer time to get the process done for the the audio testing. I was supposed to be interviewed by someone from the language that I had chosen to speak for the language proficiency test, and they interviewed me on phone, and I got around 3+ on that. But at the first time I failed because I had tried to enlist myself under the Hindi language program, which I'm quite proficient at, but some of the questions they asked me I really didn't understand at that time. But later on I gave it under my own language, which is Nepalese, because they had several quotas available for that, because I kept on keeping myself updated with how many people they had recruited, and I knew the first day they were taking people in for the recruiting center, and I just called my recruiter during that time saying that I was ready for this and I'm ready to go. So he just didn't have to wait long. I got him over there, he signed me some papers, and we just hit our way to the Dallas MAPS Processing Center to get me interviewed there. And I did pretty good on that. Now, the next thing for me was, after everything was done, next step was for me to sign the contract. Now, I already had the military occupational service what you call MOS in the U.S. Army, already had it ready. I wanted to serve in that thing. So my point I wanted to serve was, I wanted to serve as a finance soldier. So my MOS during the U.S. Army was financial management technician. And I served, I enlisted the contract under that MOS, and I got it because that MOS is very, very rare MOS to get in, and it's really, really small, and it's a kind of an office test job which gives you the civilian service equivalent to the accountant. And it was very good experience for me, and I enlisted during that time. After that, I had to wait for the swearing process on the MEPS program, and after that, everything was done. I was just waiting for my shipping date for the basic training, and that was it.
Thank you. Next one is, how did you tell your family and friends that you were joining the military? Are there any conversations that stand out from that time?
Yes. So before I had decided to join the military, I talked to my mom about this. My mother, she kind of encouraged me to join the military because I was kind of like skeptic at first. Most of the parents, they don't allow their children to join in the military in my home. But seeing my mom, she encouraged me, and also my dad, he did the same way for me. I was kind of blessed during that day. That's what I felt actually. And I was able to talk to my mom, my family members, my friend. I let my friends and family members know that I will be joining the military. Actually, none of them had expectations from me that I would be able to complete the basic training under the good score or anything like that, or maybe I would be able to graduate from the basic training and become a new soldier. But everything turned out good for me, and I was already strong, but my strength was further enhanced when I went to the basic training and I started doing exercise. Nobody had many expectations from me, so it all went good for me, and I was able to pretty much say silence everybody who spoke against me, saying that I couldn't do this or I couldn't do that. So that was my experience from that.
Very good, very good. Next one is, what are some reasons that you joined the military, and how did you choose to join your branch?
Well, when the MEM program was introduced, the only option was available for me was joining the U.S. Army, because neither the Marines, nor Air Force, nor Navy, they had opened up to the U.S. MAGNI program. The U.S. Army was the only one. So that's how I decided to join the U.S. Army branch of service. The thing is, I wanted to do something big for my family, keep a name on a family saying that, hey, this guy's son did something like this. So I wanted to keep a name for myself and my generation. So what was the next big step for me to do was joining the military. And it was very beneficial for me because joining the military, I got my citizenship through the U.S. military. I was able to concentrate more on education. I was able to get the benefits of the GI Bill under the military, which is a very good opportunity for the various veterans out there, but unfortunately not many veterans are utilizing this program. And it was available for me, and I'm very, very grateful about it. And yes.
Thank you, thank you. Next, how did you think your time in the military affected you?
Well, my time in the military really affected me because I am still waking up very, very early in the morning, because in military I used to wake up around 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. I became very, very punctual in everything I am doing. So my work are up to date. I sleep less, I work more, I work hard. That's how military has taught me to the point. And also keeping up with my my physical my capacity, let's say my my physical exercise doing push-ups and sit-ups, keeping me in shape has really affected me in my civilian career. And I also think, like, when I see some people, like, they are goofing around or they are like not really serious about what they are doing, I think they are making like a huge mistake. And probably I was thinking to myself, like, if I hadn't joined military, maybe I would be one of those people around there. At least going to the military made me wise and much more mature than I used to be back then.
Thank you, and I could definitely relate to that. And finally, what are your hopes for your future?
What hopes I have for my future is that military has taught me every ways that I can be successful. It has taught me about discipline, it has taught me about teamwork, it has taught me about how to not get yourself into the kind of situation where you lose all hope, you have despair. You always are ready for to look on the positive side of spectrum. I like that kind of things about the future, that what military has really taught me, in my opinion. So I can definitely relate myself to the qualities that veterans have these days. Most of my friends, they are in military and they are still in the military right now. Some of them are outside joining me, finding a better career. So my time in the military was basically most like a learning phase or a stepping stone for me to moving up to the more successful careers. So I definitely enjoyed my time in the US military and hope that people who here are in United States can take like wonderful opportunity like this to improve themselves rather than spoiling themselves over some drugs or anything issues like that, being involved in a gang or something. So I had met few people who were like that, so I definitely tried to convince them to join up something like this so that you don't have to be later on, you don't have to be sorry about whatever things you've done in the past, but you can be proud about what you can accomplish about the future and what you can really bring out the most potential in you, so that not everybody has to shun you. Know, like, you can look eye into people saying that you are not less than any of the people who are comparing you with.
Well, thank you very much. Very, very good.